Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we discuss all things separation and building our own communities. You heard the minister in our introduction. Our communities have become toxic. Well, I don't know about you, but if I'm living in a toxic community, depending on the degree of toxicity, I have to make a decision whether I am going to stay or if I am going to leave. So we hope to assist you in making this decision in your own communities by discussing issues having to do with building community, separating, and us doing for self. Tonight's show is dealing with two major issues in living. Number one, real food as opposed to fake or commercialized food. And two, real food in disasters. You don't have to be a genius to know that we are facing heightened disasters. So what are we supposed to do? How to prepare for them? How do we find food? What food should we, you know, save and store? Well, I'm going to bring on our host tonight, and she has a guest that she's going to be interviewing. Our guest, our host tonight, is none other than our sister Niambi Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Niambi.
Alaikum salam, Brother Carlson. How are you?
Well, by the grace of Allah. Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad you have chosen this topic, and I am excited about your interview with our special guest.
Praise be to Allah. I, too, am excited.
Yes, ma'am. I see that our guest is on the line, and I'm going to open his mic, and I'll let you introduce him.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. So for the guests that are on the line, we have our special guest on tonight's show, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. He's the national representative for the Ministry of Agriculture. So we welcome you to tonight's show, Dr. Ridgely. We're excited about the topic that we're going to cover. I pray that we can get in, because this is a really expansive topic, and to cover it in one show is going to be kind of challenging, but with a lot of help, we'll do the best that we can, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So let's jump right on in. So,
okay.
We know, Dr. Ridgely, that we are in a war. We're involved in a war, and that war involves the weaponization of food, right? And one thing that I've been considering is that, you know, is it possible, Dr. Ridgely, that we could already be involved in a type of famine and the people be yet unaware? Is that possible?
Well, if you mean in terms of real food, yes and no. A famine happens when food is not available, okay? Real food is available. The present weather conditions, the climatic changes, could, in fact, make it a huge problem in the next couple of years. This is why we are telling people, warning people, that sooner or later either a famine is going to hit or there's going to be insurrection in the streets and it's not going to be safe for you to get out for a couple of months. So Mr. Farrakhan said, make sure that you store in your houses staple goods, you know, like navy beans, rice, flour, water, you know, et cetera, because you might not be able to get out. Now, the people, because of their laziness, have decided that they don't want real food because they got to cook it. And for them, to be in a kitchen is to be a slave. Now, they would rather drive an hour on the highway so that they can have a 2 hours so they can have a palatial home that they can only use two or three times a year, like for a Super Bowl or for a birthday party, et cetera, because they ain't got time to even enjoy it because they got to work. But that they don't see that as slavery, but they see working in the kitchen as slavery. And so what the white man has done, he's tricked our sisters out of their homes. They've tricked our brothers out of the homes, running after a fast dollar and winding up in jail. And then the sisters have these jobs that they're trying to make it. And, you know, everybody wants to have that palatial home, but they allow the enemy to come into their kitchen, to actually be their kitchen. I went to an event. My wife was asked to come and talk about our food basket, harvest basket. And she went to this church that was no older than 5 or 6 years old, brand new, beautiful church. Black people. And there was a kitchen, and it was laid out, you know, stainless steel tables, freezers, refrigerators. Only thing is, it did not have a stove. The kitchen did not have a stove. So they must be bringing in the food by caterer because they don't even have a stove in the kitchen of a huge church. So the art and the desire for black women to cook has been destroyed. And they are now standing in line eating Popeye's chicken. And we are the ones who taught white people how to cook their meat, how to grow food, how to wear clothes, and now. We don't want to wear clothes. We don't want to cook. We damn sure don't want to farm. We don't want to get our hands dirty because, you know, we don't get our shoes dirty. We want to be a star and have given over what we have invented, agriculture and civilization, given that up to follow behind the new breed on the block. And if you look at white folks lately, except for the ones on TV, they're ugly as hell. So why would you want to follow them to hell? So what we are saying is that, look, pull up. Pull up. Get you some real food. Get you some navy beans. Get you some red beans. Get you some, cook you some bread. Okay? And by the way, somebody is putting out, they've been pumping up on wheat for a while, want to blame a lot of the ailments on wheat. And finally, they're admitting that the real problem is not wheat, but it's glyphosate from Monsanto that they're spraying on the wheat to dry it down to make it easy to harvest. And they've been doing that since the 90s. And that is directly related to the celiac disease and the other glucose intolerant syndrome is directly related to the increased use of glyphosate in agriculture. So get off the farmer, get off the wheat. You are allowing these devils, Satan, to poison everything that's good and turn you against everything that's good. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said for us not to eat a lot of meat. However, what this enemy has done has turned meat into an enemy. And for instance, the cows producing E. coli. Well, the reason the cows produce E. coli is for two reasons. Number one, you got them on concrete, standing in their own feces, and you're feeding them corn and soybeans instead of them feeding them grass. Cows eat grass, okay? They have three stomachs to digest the grass. But you're putting, loading up with these proteins who they can, the stomach cannot properly digest, and they're producing a poison, a bacteria called E. coli, in their stomach, and is winding up in our food supply. And now they're saying we need some cultured meat or clean meat. So they're producing fake meat, come from plant materials, mostly soybeans, which is 93% has been genetically modified, and some that is growing in a petri dish. They're just taking one cell, one stem cell from a cow or a chicken or a hog, and they're putting it in a dish in a laboratory, and they're feeding it blood to make it grow into a steak. Not a cow, just a piece of meat, supposedly meat. And then, but it doesn't have any real flavor because the flavor comes from fat, and it's just a muscle cell, not fat. So then they augment it with fat. Now, where does the fat come from? Fat probably comes from a hog to give the cultured meat flavor, because the flavor comes from the fat. Same thing with the these plant-based burgers. Well, again, they have to put some fat in there to give the taste of the meat that has fat in it. Otherwise, it would taste like vegetables. So they put fat in there. Where do we get the fat from? Hog. Okay? So when you get your veggie burger, it's not veggie because they got to put hog in there, or some type of meat, some type of fat in there to give it the taste of meat. So it's all available on your smartphone. Just look it up. It'll tell you the truth. But, you know, truth is inconvenient to people who don't want to spend the time to cook. They'd rather look at stupid movies or stupid videos on YouTube instead of them being civilized and cooking and sitting down to eat. So the enemy has done a masterful job at getting into the home, into the kitchen, so now he can poison us and we're just loving it. So what we're trying to do is to get our people to pull up. You don't have to go down like this. Stop eating processed foods. The CDC and NIH, National Health Institute, they have done research now, and they say that highly processed foods make you fat and they kill you. They got chemicals in it to make you addicted to it, so you eat more of it than is necessary. And it's making you fat, ugly, and it's killing you. Processed foods. So,
yes, sir.
With that introduction, yes. You have another question.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ridgely, you've already begun to touch on a lot of the things that I wanted to discuss with you on tonight's show. And one of those things is the language that they use to entice the people towards the idea of consuming fake meat. You know, they plant-based, healthy, vegan, good for the planet, GMO-free, soy-free, gluten-free, all natural, clean meat. All of these are a part of their key words, and they're a part of his mastery of the language and the psychology that they use to entice the people into believing that these things are healthy for them. And because they know that we do not research ingredients, and a lot of the times we have about what's in the food that they are manufacturing, and then on the other side of that, they've begun to leave off a lot of the ingredients that we know that if this was in there previously, and now you read the ingredients and certain things are left off. And as you mentioned, they slide the hog into everything. It's in everything. And so, Dr. Ridgely, and with that, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he taught us to eat simply, right? And so,
yes.
If you shop, yes, sir. And so, if you shop in the devil's grocery stores, of which there aren't many of us that don't, you have to be very selective about what you purchase. You have three choices. You have foods that are conventionally grown, and those are the foods, obviously, that are sprayed with chemicals. You have foods that are GMO, which are genetically modified, and then you have those with the organic label. And so, Dr. Ridgely, if you would talk a little bit about the deceptive intelligence used to entice the people to think that they're good at getting good, healthy food, when in actuality it's quite the opposite.
Well, I just posted today on my Facebook page, that's Ridgely Muhammad, M.D. of Washington, Miami, a former inspector for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a former inspector of organic farms. He did a book called Is It Organic? And he just did an interview. He did it yesterday. It's on my Facebook page, where he said that they've done tests and they found that 40% of the certified organic products that they found in stores, 40% have pesticides that are supposedly not supposed to be used in the growing of those crops. It points out that the majority of your quote-unquote organic food comes out of the country.
Dr. Ridgely, be having trouble hearing you. Dr. Ridgely, you'll be having trouble hearing you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try this.
Okay. Sounds better already. is better already.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Yes,
okay.
sir.
All right. So the majority of your quote-unquote organic food, vegetables, are not grown in America anyway. They come from places like China. And you know about China be lying, throwing, you know, they like throw rats and everything. So, or human feces, you know. But that's what's going on. But you got to go look at it. I mean, this is the expert. You know, he used to do inspections, and he left the U.S. Department of Agriculture because he realized that it was all a shame and a sham, and he did not want no more any part of it. So now he's a whistleblower and telling you that if you want organic food, either you grow it yourself or you buy it from a farmer that you know personally. That you can trust. That's called Muhammad Farms. Either you grow it yourself or you get it from Muhammad Farms. Now, the problem is you can't get all your fresh vegetables from Muhammad Farms because you live too far away from the farm. We invented, listen very carefully, we invented agriculture so that we didn't have to travel far to find our food. We used to have to hunt and to fish and to migrate with the herds to try to find food, but we learned how to bring the plants, the seeds from the plants that we like, and brought them right around the hut, right in the village, so that we can grow our food right in the village. But now we don't want to do that no more. And we wonder how come we're dying. Because you're stupid. No, you're not only stupid, you're lazy, and you're greedy. So I can't. Science can't help lazy, stupid, and greedy. All right? The teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us against being lazy, stupid, and greedy and told us to get some land, grow your own food, support the Three Economic Savings Program. And he did that. And we had farmland here, Alabama, Honduras, and in Michigan. But lo and behold, when he left, his son took over, and we went straight food. Salute the American flag and give it up on our independence and getting jobs in the corporations. And now we are dropping like flies, looking like hogs. Hey, we look like white people. You just put some white on us and you couldn't tell the difference. Used to be you could tell a black person just because of their shape. We actually look human. But now we're all out of shape. We lost our shape. Some of them, like, they're proud of it. They put on these hot pants and shorts and miniskirts, and they're all flabby and floppy, their belly hanging. I'm talking about women. We have given up on what God has created, and instead we are in love with the beast, begin to look like them, act like them, and I guess we're going to die like them. We're just looking for the few. It only could be 144,000. That's what the prediction said. That's going to have enough sense to pull out. So we're trying to find those to pull out, and we invite you this weekend. We're going to start Staple Goods 18. So check with your local coordinator in the Ministry of Agriculture so that you can order your Staple Goods products, because if you can see is what happened in Bahamas and what happened last year in Puerto Rico. And what happened at Katrina in 2005, if something hits America, if there is a disaster, you as a black person, you will not be fed. You will be shot down for looting, going in the store to try to get you to eat. You will be shot down on sight. So you need to have you some navy beans, some navy bean soup, some cream of whole wheat, some muffin mix, some brown sugar, some lentils. You need to have these things in your home so that when the stuff hit the fan, you don't have to know which way to run. You can stay right there at home, but don't turn on the fan. What I mean is don't blow your smell of your food out in the street so they might come there to eat, okay? So that's why we need to also be in the communities that we can feel safe in, that we don't mind sharing because we know that, hey, these people are good people, and they're not going to break into my house and steal and so forth. But you're around people who are not Muslims and are not thinking, when the stuff hit the fan, they gonna look at you. Because they say, y'all supposed to have something. Even if you don't even have anything, they gonna bust in your house because y'all supposed to have something. They know it too. You know, we talk about zombies right now. We talking about a people who have decided to lay down with the beast. You talking about a people who love the Clintons. Hell, I had to get rid of a friend of mine. Because when he said he loved the Clintons, love, I can see you saying, well, you know, the Clintons, you know, politically, they do some good things, and we can probably put them in office versus Trump, you know, when Hillary was running. And I said, what? You love the Clintons? Now you're finding the pedophiles, the what they didn't rob the people of Haiti, they're bringing in the drugs into America, and you still in love? That sounds like a puppy love. I mean, a dog for its master. So these are the type of Negroes we got walking amongst us. Supposedly intelligent human beings, but are big ass fools. So what we asking our people to do is, look, we can't save everybody, but we can save you if you want to. But you gotta help us to help you. So we're providing the Staple Goods Project products all over the country. You can be sure to find someone, some city close to you, where you can order your Staple Goods products and have them in your home. So when the stuff hit the fan, you don't have to run out there to the store and get shot down as a looter. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Ridgely. It's a lot of information for us to consider. And so they realize that, you know, the masses are leaning towards more of a somewhat, I should say, of a more healthy diet, and as we mentioned, that includes seeking out foods that are labeled organic. So they'll just throw the organic label on just about anything.
Well,
let me
explain something to you. They're not leaning towards eating better food. They're leaning towards that which has become hip. All right? Now it's becoming culturally hip. For that hip, the Starbucks type of people to want to be vegans, all right? You know, Krispy Kreme got donuts and coffee, but now Negroes want to go to Starbucks because that's the end thing. So now they want to be vegan, not because they want to eat healthier. They just want to act like they eat healthier so they can talk to people about it. At a Super Bowl game. Oh yes, you know, I don't eat meat anymore. I'm a vegan. You know, oh rah rah rah. You're a damn fool. I mean, we should have seen from I know when Warren Dean took over the Nation of Islam, and we stopped eating the way we were supposed to, and everybody went on these fake meat soy products, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, don't eat soy. It's not fit for human consumption. It's not digestible. You can make car doors with it, but hey, you can't digest it. It was brought in here to build cars. It wasn't, and to make diesel fuel. You know, it wasn't brought in here for you to eat. But now it's clogging you up. You eating it? It's not digesting. It's clogging you up, and you think you vegan or eating just vegetables, and your bowels, your plumbing is locked up, and now all that food fat. Starch is turned to fat, and you're flopping around with it because it can't get out. So
yes, sir.
They're not trying to eat well. They're just trying to talk well. They just want to be in the in crowd. They want to be able to say, oh, yes, you know, I'm a vegan. I don't eat. I want to save the planet because, you know, they're just lying. They're just trying to fit in to whatever the bougie white folks got the bougie Negroes in, and everybody trying to be bougie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was alluding to the fact, too, that as you've said, you know, it's becoming hip and cool and trendy to eat things that are labeled organic. So, I mean, you can go into any grocery store and find organic bacon, organic
neck bones, I don't know, organic ice, organic donuts. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. But, Dr. Ridgely, I think we want to take some calls from some of our callers. Do we have any callers waiting in the queue for the call, Tim?
Callers. Any callers that are on the line, this is your opportunity. We are halfway through the show. If you press the 1 on your phone dial, you could be one of the first ones in the queue to leave a comment or to ask a question and take part in this vital discussion. So, callers, press 1 and you will be brought into the queue.
Well, if we don't have any callers in the queue yet, Dr. Ridgely and I will continue our discussion until, and then you can inform us when we have someone waiting in the queue to ask the
question. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you. So, Dr. Ridgely, another thing that they're doing is, so we all witnessed the frenzy that was caused over, you know, this Chick-fil-A Popeye's chicken war. And something that I began to consider was that, you know, if they are saying, if Popeye's chicken, if Chipotle, if KFC, Burger King, if all of these fast food places are now selling this fake meat, this meat that's grown in a petri dish, you know, we should not think that they hadn't already introduced into the population before they tell you that, because they do tests to see if the people can tell the difference. They do tests to see if you're willing to consume it based on the fact that, you know, or it may taste different. And so in that case, it, you know, they take the fruits, the vegetables, the wheat, cattle, et cetera, and they extract, slice, isolate, or graft until they change its molecular structure. And then you have something that's no longer original. So what does that remind us of? So that should be an indication there that we do not, we want to stay away from all these newly introduced manufactured foods that are now available. They're mass marketed to the public.
Well, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to bake your bread, don't get store-bought bread, and he said to cook your food from scratch, don't eat processed foods. Now, Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that for years, and we looked good for years until we broke our dietary laws and started eating more than one meal a day and started eating processed foods. Now, if you eat one meal a day, only pure fruits, vegetables, whole milk, and navy beans, and whole wheat bread, we can live a long time. But instead, we're eating stuff that's processed, and any time the white man touch it, he go do something. Okay, people, let me explain something to y'all. I don't. If you're not in the Nation of Islam, you don't believe what I'm gonna say next. But you gotta understand that the white man, the Jews, know about the mother plate and the wheels. They know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that when the wheels go into action, they got 3 bombs, and they're gonna blow up the cities. Well, since the 1940s, they have been herding black people into the cities, all right, and poisoning them. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us not to take the polio vaccine in the 50s. Now it's coming out that there was cancer in the polio vaccine. As a matter of fact, the monkey virus was in the SV40 monkey virus was in the polio vaccine, which reduces cancer. So they've herded us into the cities, and now they've poisoned us like rats. And they're doing it slowly so that they can work you, and then your health by the time you're able to retire, your health falls apart, and they take now all your money and your family's money to try to keep you alive for just a few more days while they're making money all the time. So they poison you, and then they give you the anecdote. I mean, you can just look at the advertisements. So they tell you this here is going to cure or help you with this symptoms from this, but it has side effects. And, you know, and they talk real fast, and almost all of them now, one of the side effects is a fatal incident. Well, hell, a fatal what? Incident? That means I'd be dead. And people buying that stuff. No, America is in a death wish from this opioid addiction, overdose. And black folks, because they love white folks, just like the dog loves his master. When the master's sick, dog's sick. When the master died, the dog don't want to eat. Well, we just become dogs to the white man. And we love him so much. Like my man said, he loved the Clintons. They love him so much. So if that white people going to die, we're going to be right with them. So if they say we eat at Popeye, we all die, well, that's okay. Because we're going to be with white folks. You know? And why are black folks like that? They're like that. Listen very carefully. Ms. Louis Farrakhan said that the white man has learned how to stimulate the brown germ in the black man and uses our weaknesses against us. So we are in love with the filth. Mr. Farrakhan said that we're in love with the filth of this world. We are baptized in the filth of this world. We love indecency and immorality now. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
So we're in love with it. So we don't want to leave it. We know if we set up an independent territory, a Muslim area, then they know that they can't have no foolishness no more. They love foolishness now. And so we're going to have to separate from them people, let them stay with them white folks, and let them die there in the wilderness. But they don't want us to separate because they know there might be some chastisement for their behavior. They don't want to separate because they want to stay mixed in with white folks and live the lifestyle of white folks, even though they're dying and can't afford it in the process, can't even afford it. But they have been addicted to it, just like when these fast food restaurants, each one of them has a certain set of chemicals specifically designed for them to put in their food to get you addicted to that brand of food. So even though you like a hamburger, you want a McDonald's burger, not a Wendy's burger, not a Burger King, not a Crystal. You want that particular McDonald's burger because that chemical in there has got you addicted to that burger. All right? And then they take that chemical and put it into your vegan burger. So instead of you eating a hamburger with beef in it, you eating this soybean stuff that looks like, tastes like the meat, and then put the same chemical, so now you become addicted to it. And now you got to have two of them a day. Well, you go blow up like a damn balloon and float away. And then crash land six feet deep. So we just looking for people who want to live. And, you know, one thing about these smartphones, you can Google it. Anything I say, you can Google it and see whether I'm lying or not. It's readily available. The information is available, but the people don't want that information. They don't want to know because it tastes good and it feels good and it's easy to get. I ain't got to do nothing for it. I ain't got to cook over the hot stove. I can just get it and gobble it down. You know, I really know that we sick in terms of this fast food. When I saw a lady riding down the street with a plate of food in her hand, she had the plate over the steering wheel, and I can't drive like that. Risk your life? Sit down. Go to a restaurant. Sit down. We got spit on and cussed at to sit in a restaurant.
Wow.
And now we don't want to even do that. We want to drive around back and go to the window that we used to do in segregation. They used to have a window in the back, a little door, a little slot to slide the food out. You couldn't come in and sit down, but you can go to the back and get it. We doing the same thing now. They just laughing at us, these damn fools. They're laughing at us. Look at them damn fools. We got them going around the back and throwing that money in the trash to us, and we giving us a bunch of junk. They're the ones who taught us how to put on clothes, taught us how to cook food. And look, we are feeding them poison, and they're paying for it. We must be the God.
Yes,
well,
sir.
At least we they God, and that's good enough for them.
Yes, sir. You couldn't be more accurate, Dr. Ridgely. Brother Carlson, do we have any callers waiting yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well,
come on, callers. Go ahead and press that one and get in this conversation. And yes, we have a caller.
Well, you know.
Yes, caller. I think that's Sister Ann. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying the conversation, and I want to get on this fake meat. I was talking to my grandson, and, I didn't tell Dr. Ridgely this. I kind of hate to even talk about it. I asked him, I said, have you tried, excuse me, have you tried the new church's chicken sandwich? I was just testing it. He said, no, but I was thinking about it. I said, why are you thinking about it? He said, well, you know, hype about it. And I went on to tell him about the fake meat. And it was, there's still a lot of controversy about that. So he said, well, I guess it's just another conspiracy theory. Now, he is among other young people, and they are saying that we just come up with conspiracy theories. So we have to now prove what we are saying is true. And all what is happening, though, is we don't have to prove it. Others are proving it. I've been reading recently where there are medical professions and doctors coming out saying that this genetically modified meat is on the market and is bad for you. They're even saying now that it's plant-based. But what plant are they using? Is this something that they are pulling out of the ground that's growing naturally? Or is it something that they have grown specifically to turn into meat? Now, you said one thing, Dr. Ridgely, that I had not considered, is that they have to give it some fat in order to get the meat taste. Well, I'm wondering what kind of fat that is. Is it beef? Is it hog? Those are the primary two that are used. And you know beef is expensive. Hog is not. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy about it. And I would say, if there are any Muslims who are considering trying that meat, to stay away from it. And that's all I have to say.
Sister Ann, you brought up an excellent question when you mentioned, you know, they call it plant-based, and so what kind of plant are they using? So what they're actually using are peas. And so, again, this is why we must do as Dr. Ridgely is enjoining us to do. We have to research and look these things up. And so what is called a pea protein isolate. And so pea protein isolate, it's extracted from the yellow pea, Pisum sativum. Now, bear with me, people. We're going to do just a little a little bit scientific, a little bit, we're going to deal with a little bit of chemistry, just a little bit. And it has a typical legume amino acid profile. So pea protein isolates are used by meat alternative manufacturers, such as Ben and Jerry's. Now, Ben and Jerry's is an ice cream manufacturer. I did not know that Ben and Jerry's was a meat manufacturer. But Ben and Jerry's, Daiya is like an alternative, you know, they produce things like yogurt, but it's supposed to be vegan. Bardeen, Beyond Meat, Ripple Foods, and Just Mayo. So then, pea protein powder is made by extracting the soluble pea protein from yellow split peas. And so they remove the starch and fiber from the peas. And so when I began to look up the process, because if they're extracting the protein and fiber, or the fiber and protein from, I'm sorry, hold on. If they're extracting the starch and fiber from the peas, I knew that this had been done by a process. So I further researched, and it's a process of chemicalization. They use chemicals. I don't have that in front of me, but I can share it on my Facebook page, because you have to be a chemist, literally. And this is how they keep us blind, deaf, and dumb, because they know we're not going to further research the chemistry, but we must.
And we don't care. We don't care. Now, at the same time, the same people, when a black farmer comes to them with a product, the first thing that come out their mouth, while they got their face slopped around a piece of nasty chicken or a burger, the first thing come out they mouth is it organic? They ask a black farmer, is it organic? Because they said, we don't want no chemicals. And you eat nothing but chemicals in them damn burgers, the fake burgers, that fake meat, ain't nothing but chemicals. Now, why do they use the split pea? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we're not supposed to eat no peas.
Right.
Now, there's something in that pea that holds that thing together. Okay? You got the sinews in the meat that holds that meat together, so you chew, it has a certain texture. Well, I guarantee you that that split pea, well, I tell you this. We were growing some, what was it, which one we was growing, Sister Ann?
Purple hull.
Huh? Purple hull.
Yeah, okay. Black-eyed peas.
Yeah, purple hull, black-eyed peas. We were growing some of those for the market, and you know why are you growing that for the market? Well, that's a long story. Let me give you part of the story. When I first got down here in 1995, we grew a lot of vegetables, and we're sending all across the nation in trucks to the mosques and study groups. The second year, they complained that it was too much food, so we had to figure out how to sell something to Negroes down here. Negroes down here wanted collard greens and black-eyed peas. So we grew some collard greens and some black-eyed peas. So I wanted to see why they want these purple hull black-eyed peas. What was so about it? So I ate some. I had Sister Anna cook me some. And I almost died. And I was so ashamed. That pain was in my back was so bad. I said, oh, Allah, please don't let me die from these damn split peas, these damn purple hulls. And then on my obituary, they say Dr. Ridgely ate a pea and died. That would have been so embarrassing. But all praise due to Allah, I didn't die. So why did it hurt me so bad? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it's indigestible and it causes a lot of gas. So the indigestibility of it is what they want, because they want it to hold together like meat, so you have to chew it. You know, like if you have bean soup, right, you ain't got to be chewing bean soup. But now for meat, you want that texture so you can, you know, put your teeth into it, stick your teeth into it. So they're making it indigestible on purpose, because that takes more, that feels more like meat. Then they get the fat from somewhere so that it will taste like meat. and you just slopping it up. All them chemicals, they got, there's a whole list of chemicals. There's 35 damn chemicals in them damn Beyond Meat burgers.
Yep. Yeah. 35. You're absolutely right.
So what the hell?
I'm sorry, Dr. Ridley. I just wanted to say that they're, for the Caucasians, they're even making fake blood to go along with the fake meat for those that like the medium rare or rare meat. So now they're making fake blood to go right along with it.
Okay, you did not have to bring that up, okay? That is disgusting.
Oh God.
That is disgusting. Okay? That is very, very disgusting. You didn't have to bring that
it
up.
It really is.
Well, that's disgusting. You know,
I apologize. Maybe I'll deter you from eating it.
So what?
I said maybe it'll deter some people from eating it.
It will turn those of us who don't eat meat. It'll turn those of us who are trying to eat right. It gives us more reasons not to do it. But you know what Negroes say. You got to die from something.
Yes, right? Yes.
You all right? And another thing Negroes
yes.
say. Rise, Peter, slay and eat. You okay? Because Jesus, he blessed everything. See? And Peter, he had a dream. And in that dream, everything came down. In that dream, and he said he wasn't going to eat some of them things. And I dare you not eat this, what I got out here for you. Everything. Some people say, you should be able to eat everything. I said, well, go eat a damn tree. Go over there and chew on that damn tree then. All right? Everything ain't meant for you to eat, you savage. But rise, Peter, slay and eat. So they really don't want to hear it. All we're trying to do is, for the young people, young children, you know, the children, they start asking questions. They hear this stuff. And the thing is, we can get them off that stuff early, they'd be all right, because that's the whole point, all the little toys at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? On the Star Wars toys and everything. That's what that's all about, to get the children in there early and get addicted to it. Now, if we can get to the children before they get to McDuff, Kentucky Fried, or Boa Steel Hanging, or now Popeyes, if we can get to them with the real food first, then they may be able to tell the difference later and decide that they want to stick with what's real. However, you know, there's got to be a weeding out process. And Master Farah Muhammad gave us how to eat to live. But this world is producing a culture of death. So the people who are going to die and are dying, not going to, but are dying an untimely early death, are doing so because they're being disobedient. The white man is dying out. And the Negro who loves the lifestyle of the white man is dying out. So in the end, what would be left is the obedient ones, because they followed the instructions, tried to live the lifestyle, and then they're going to congregate the ones who truly want to be free and live a righteous life are going to congregate into areas, into communities, and they're going to build righteous communities that Allah will protect with the wheels, and let the other ones stay out there and burn.
Yes, sir.
And it's not going to be our fault. They have made their choice. And you
absolutely
know,
right,
you know, I'm glad Sister Ann called in, because, you know, I realize I don't have a lot of friends. Because I talk like this. And on my Facebook page, you know, I lose friends because I write like this. Nobody can say that I'm not telling them the truth, but they don't want to hear it. Because it forces them to change their lifestyle. It forces them to make a decision. They don't
right.
want to do that.
Right.
They just want to hear something to tickle their ear to make them feel proud, and they can go back to doing what they was doing. Just like church. We've turned the Nation of Islam to a church where you go and you hear the teachings, but then you go right back and do what you've been doing anyway. But I have a way of getting on people's nerves, and they don't want to hear it because they like, the Ben Safarikar said, we love the filth of this world. Why would we come together in a community? But this is what this is about time to leave, right? Why won't we come together in a community? Because we don't want to be in a community where we can't do dirt. Even though we can't afford to do most of the dirt, we at least want to have that option. You know, we don't want to be looking at another Muslim every day when we come out the house. Okay? We don't want to have to be dressed right. We don't have to, you know, if you want to cuss out our wife and beat the hell out of her, if ain't nobody around but white folks, nobody gonna know. This is one of the problems we have with trying to set up restaurants. I know my wife wants to set up a restaurant. We have the restaurant in Chicago, the Salam, you know, very nice restaurant. But I can't explain to y'all, Negroes ain't gonna take their girlfriends to the same restaurant that their wife might catch them in. I'm gonna say that again. Negroes ain't gonna take their girlfriends to the same place that they take their wife in, and the girlfriends ain't gonna cook for them. You gonna have to take your girlfriends out. So you got to take your girlfriend to the other side of town where you figure your wife ain't gonna catch you, or your other girlfriend ain't gonna catch you. So that's why our sit down restaurants don't make it. We need to have our food trucks that we can just go set up, and they can drive through there with their girlfriend, grab that food, and run for their wife catch it. Hello.
Dr. Risa, we have about 3 more minutes before the call is over. Would you like to, I don't know if you want to give out some information about staple goods, maybe some of the cities that we're in, or anything you want to say about staple goods before we're out, before the show is over?
Yeah, if you go to NOIMOA.com and you click on staple goods, you will see the list of products that are available. And you will also see the coordinator list where you will see the people. So you look down that list and see if there's a person in your city. And if there's not a person in your city, you got 2 choices. If you do it before the 15th, if you go and you see that, hey, my city is not represented, then you represent your city. Or you go to a city where there is a representative and you get your products from there. So the 15th starts the process of ordering for the staple goods number 18. And I want to say something that's kind of off subject on the staple goods is that we found a contractor to finish our floors out here at Muhammad Farms. I feel good that I found a black contractor who can fix up your house. So if you find a house on at auctions, or you go to, you know, the different websites and find homes that are available in the area of Broadwood and Albany and Dawson, we got some people who we can turn you on to that can fix that house up for you. So if you can get one that's inexpensive, they can fix it up for you, make it just right. So I'm glad to find that. So now we can really say, look, y'all need to come on down, get out of them cities, get them faggots and the Chinese, sell them your property, and get the hell out. So the Chinese go bring the rats in because, you know, they eat rats. And the faggots, they go bring the dogs in because, you know, they try to marry dogs. So I say get out. This is Sodom, Gomorrah. Move to your own. Mr. Farrakhan has told us we're going to get 8 to 10 states. And y'all know where they're going to be. Don't be asking me, where they going to be? Where are the states that we built? Just think about that. Where are the states that we built up? Where are the states with most of our blood is that we built?
And on that note, are we ready to announce next week's show?
No, we're not, because I have not been able to catch up with the guests. So right now, we're going to have a panel discussion. amongst the coordinators. All right.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Ridgely, and thank you, Sister Yambi, for putting on such an informative interview. And brothers and sisters, if you enjoyed this show, send us a note and comment, and definitely tune in next week. And we look forward to having you. And may Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam.
Won't you let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand you?
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire.
My ears are so young.